Call any other thing? Hmm. Anything else?
No, I call it down in the flat. In the low bottoms.
Low-lying grassland is what?
Low-lying,
you ever call it something like, marshland? Marshland?
Yeah, I've seen places say marsh all the time. Don't get dry out right here in the flat. Stay wet and soggy. They're not good out in there, neither.
What else do you call this land? Like, say, for instance, if, the land sort of got, it was real watery, you know. You call anything else besides flats, you know? You might call it something else. Weeds and stuff grow out of it.
No, I call it, that ain't no mushy man. I don't know what anybody else would call it.
Okay.
That was a place down there. I'm stay wet all the time.
Suppose some of that land had water standing in it for a good part of the time. What would you call it?
Well, just call it old low bottom. Stay flat all the time. Wet all the time.
Would you call it a swamp?
Yeah, it'd be in a swamp. Mm-hmm. That's the only place to stay. In the swamps where it's low, by the brush, and stay wet all the time.
Mm-hmm. And what's the place where salt hay grows?
What grows?
Salt hay.
Salt hay?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know where hay grows.
What are different kind of soils did you find in the field?
All kind of, right?
Give me a few of them.
Huh?
Name a few of them for me.
Sour?
Yeah, sour.
Oh, fine. Great land, red land, everything else, right?
Okay.
Great land, red land, too.
Suppose it was part sand, part clay. What would you call that?
Well, I'd call it part sand, part clay. All I know.
You?
I don't know what to call it.
How about a loom? Ah, something like that.
Oh,
it
could be. I
don't know. Okay. What would you call a thing that you drug? That's a thing that you dug, you know. What do you call that?
What you dug?
Yeah, so you had a shovel and you went out and start digging. And finally you'd have a big what?
A ditch. A shovel. You dig ditches with shovels.
Okay. You know any other names for that?
Huh?
You know any other names?
No, some folks dig dreams with them when they drain the water off places, and some of them dig ditches with them. I don't know nothing there to do with throw up sand.
Okay. What do you call a little stream of water that runs down? A lot of times you have in the back of your house and stuff like that. What do you call those? Little children like to go down to the and play, you know.
The stream of water.
Yeah.
Now this car's going to water down in the yard.
How about a creek?
In the creeks.
Yeah, do you call it that?
Mm-hmm. No creaking out of yard. yeah, water running out of there, but sure it don't creak it. Now this car's a little low place where the water runs drains down.
Okay. If there's been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a channel across a road, a field. You call that place a what?
Call it a washout and surf. I don't know what nobody else calls it.
Okay, how about a gully?
Well, it could be a gully.
Okay. And what did you say you call a small stream of water there?
Hmm?
What did you call a small stream of water?
Well, it's called a low place, water running there.
Okay.
Stream.
What are some names of streams in your neighborhood? You got any?
Streams?
Yeah.
What kind of stream?
Well, what did you call streams then? You say you call them creeks or what? Lowland?
Lowland, water run down.
Okay. Do you have any around in the community? Anything like that?
By the water run?
Yeah.
Yeah, I run right through there.
What do you call that?
I call it water running through the toes of land.
I mean, does it have a name?
No, it's called a stream of water going down there. That's all I call it.
Okay.
I call it a stream of water going down there.